part of what we saw in our introductory class to the stories was that these stories are built in an order such that the Ran, Rav Nachman Gaon, is developing philosophical concepts. So he interjects the concepts which he's developing in between the stories, so that we know what points to take away from the stories. So he's saying, I want to begin by explaining to those people who use their intellect and logic that Hashem is righteous, and there's nothing that Hashem does that is unfair. We find in Tehillim, Hashem is called a righteous judge. We say Hashem is a judge, and he lifts this one and knocks this one down. Even though we see people being knocked down and brought up, we have to know that there is a system, there is righteousness behind it all. And if you see a person and you think he's fit for being great and you see him knocked down, or you think this person should be knocked down and you see him being uplifted, don't think and don't be quick to judge that Hashem's doing things unfairly, because Hashem is just and everything he does is just, and the secrets behind what he's doing are more deep than our hearts attain, but he knows what he's doing and why he's doing it. Our sages said there was a student who erred in this matter, and he almost left the ways of Hashem, until Hashem revealed to him and let him know what ultimately is behind everything and what is the path of righteousness. Our sages say there were two students who were Tamidei Chachamim and Chassidim throughout their days in prayer and in learning, in everything they ate and drank, and they were good friends. They never left one another until one of them passed away. And no one came in to eulogize this person or to bury him or to give him the honor he deserved. And the reason no one came in to give him the honor he deserved was because on the same day he died, the city tax collector died, and everyone closed their stores, and they closed the marketplaces, and everyone was busy burying this Rasha, because they were scared of his father, who was a tax collector, who was a big Rasha. And this righteous person, who spent his whole life being a pious person, his bed was left alone. No one came to bury him. And when his friend saw this, it hurt him so badly, he wanted to die. And he forgot everything he knew. And he started saying that, you know what? There's no reward, there's no just reward for what a person does. And he sat there all depressed, and he couldn't open up safer to learn, until they appeared to him in a dream, and they said, don't be upset at your creator's justice, and don't be so wondrous over his actions, because everything Hashem does is just. You should know that your friend did some minor sin, and God paid him back, that on the day that he died, he didn't get the funeral he should have, so that when he comes to the world to come, he'll come completely clean. And this tax collector's son, he did one mitzvah, but God wanted to pay him back. So he gave him all this honor so that when he comes to the world to come, he won't have any claim. And he'll get what he really deserves. So the chassid says, okay, what was it that my friend did that was slightly wrong? And what was it that he did that was slightly right? What mitzvah did he do? So they said, your friend never really sinned. What did he do? He once put on the shel rosh before he put the shel yad, and he shouldn't have done this. That was his sin. And the tax collector's son, he never really did any mitzvah, but once that he didn't even mean to do it. It happened to come his way, and Hashem said, "You know what? But he did it, so he gets his just reward." One day, he made a great feast, and all the officers were busy. They didn't want to come eat by him. So he said, you know what, if they're not eating by me, I have nothing to do, I'm not going to throw out all this food. So he called the poor and he said, you guys could eat it, I have nothing to do with it. So the poor people ate from his meal. So God said, I have to pay him back. That's why he got all that honor. So the chassid went to sleep, and he slept peacefully, and in his dream he saw his friend walking through great orchards and fields by rivers in the trees of Gan Eden. And he saw on the other side the son of the tax collector with all his punishment, walking like a person thirsting for water. And he woke up and he was happy, and then he was able to continue his life. And we're going to pick up with the continuing stories as we go on.